A Moment in Wine with Fred Tregaskis, underwritten by Summit Wine Cellars, located in Ridgefield, Connecticut, 203-916-1664. You'll find them on the web, summit-cellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Tregaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world. And today we're going to a place that deserves a little more attention than we've been giving it lately, and that's Chile, South America. We're going to be drinking the 2017 Carmenere, that's C-A-R-M-E-N-E-R-E, by Concha y Toro, very well-known winemaker from Chile. We'll be drinking the Gran Reserva version of their Carmenere, which means it's had spent some time in oak and it's been aged a little bit before it was released. What's interesting about Carmenere is that it was one of the original six grapes of Bordeaux, France, along with Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, Merlot, Malbec, and Petit Verdot. But it's sort of faded for popularity in France. And although it started there, it's by far one of the biggest grape varieties produced in Chile. It's also found a little bit in California, Argentina, Washington, and North Carolina, of all places. But interesting grape, used primarily for blending, but occasionally it comes. Producers will make it all by itself to show off its unique quality. So I've poured some in the glass, and the first thing that's noticeable is that it is opaque. It cannot see through this. It is a dark, dark black purple with just a little blue around the halo as I tilt the glass against a white background. But, oh, what a nose. Lots of dried herbs. I'm getting like a little cedar spicy flavors. Oh, this is not even tasting it, already really enjoying it. It just has a terrific aroma of fun flavors. A little bitter chocolate in the nose there, too. Let's, tasting it. Again, giving raspberries, plums. It's a very nice minerality, but low tannins. Drinking really well right now. I think that this is a fun, approachable wine. Nice, soft, velvety finish for an otherwise what I would think is a big wine. It's very approachable, very drinkable. It's not as gnarly and rough as it might appear in the color. It's certainly not like a big Cabernet Sauvignon. But it's just a wonderfully flavorful, fruitful wine. I think that this... I'm going to sip a little bit more of it because I'm really enjoying it so much. Very ripe, plush flavors in here. I think this would be just perfect with a pork roast. Enjoying, obviously, the Gran Reserva 2017 Carmenere by Concha y Toro.